From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela says it detained two opposition leaders for posing a flight risk. Two former mayors, Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma, were taken from their homes late Monday, just a day after President Nicolas Maduro claimed victory in an election for a new constituent assembly, almost universally condemned as fraudulent.
Leopoldo López voluntariamente se entregó.
The lawyer for Leopoldo López, Juan Carlos Gutiérrez, said his client voluntarily surrendered to authorities and would never flee the country. Condemnation to the arrest was swift. Ravina Shamdasani is with the UN Human Rights Office.
The High Commissioner is calling on Venezuelan authorities to ensure that all those who have been detained for the exercise of their human rights to peaceful assembly, to the freedom of expression, to the freedom of association, to be promptly released.
The White House called the arrests unjust. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson describing them as alarming. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called for their immediate release.
Their arrest comes 2 days after the Maduro regime's illegitimate election for a constitutional assembly, which provoked even more violence in that country on the streets, with more than 10 people killed in that alone.
The U.S. imposed targeted sanctions Monday against President Nicolas Maduro. In Kenya, protesters took to the streets demanding an immediate investigation into the killing of election official Christopher Musando. Rights activist John Githongo took part in that protest.
In Kenya, we have a grim tradition of senior public officials dying, disappearing, but generally being murdered. And that is destabilizing. And seeing how close elections are, it's concerning.
Musando was found dead Monday after disappearing on Friday. This is VOA News. More violence in Afghanistan. A suicide attack on a Shia mosque in the western city Herat Tuesday killed at least 29 people and wounded dozens more. Police spokesman Abdul Ahad Walizadeh said there were two attackers who began shooting before detonating explosives. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Last month, the UN mission to Afghanistan said in the first 6 months of this year, a record number of civilians, more than 1,600, had been killed, with more than 3,500 others wounded. Secretary Tillerson Tuesday promised a policy of peaceful pressure on North Korea in light of its latest intercontinental ballistic missile test.
To have them develop a willingness to sit and talk with us and others, but with an understanding that a condition of those talks is there is no future where North Korea holds nuclear weapons or the ability to deliver those nuclear weapons to anyone in the region, much less to the homeland.
Tillerson said the U.S. doesn't seek regime change or an accelerated reunification of the peninsula, but said the North presents an unacceptable threat to the U.S. and Washington must respond. Mr. Tillerson also acknowledged Tuesday that U.S.-Russia ties remain under considerable stress and cautioned they could get worse. President Donald Trump is preparing to sign into law tough new sanctions over Russia's involvement in Ukraine and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election. Russia has retaliated by ordering hundreds of American diplomats out of the country. Tillerson expressed hope progress might be made on de-escalating the conflict between Ukraine and Moscow-backed pro-Russian separatists. Authorities in Madagascar said at least 34 people died when a bus they were in carrying Christian worshippers plunged down a deep ravine some 70 kilometers north of the capital Antananarivo. The bus caught fire as it fell some 20 meters. In January, nearly 50 died when a truck loaded with passengers, including a wedding party, crashed. A prisoner exchange between Syrian jihadists and Lebanon's Hezbollah appears to have cleared the way for the mass relocation of Nusra Front fighters, along with their families, from the border region back into rebel-held Syrian territory. It's part of a ceasefire agreement worked out between the two sides to end fighting in Lebanon's mountainous Jerud Arsal region, where militants and refugees have been hiding. The transfer was supposed to have taken place Monday, appears now will take place Wednesday. U.S. stocks continue to rally with the benchmark Dow Jones Index taking aim at 22,000 points amid strong second quarter corporate profit earnings. U.S. factory output expanded in July, but at a slower pace than June. Still, it represents 11 straight months of growth. At the same time, consumer spending, some 70% of economic activity, slowed in June. July saw the biggest decline in auto sales this year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.